I'm from a poor, crime-filled neighborhood, raised by a single mother, don't know my dad, blah, blah.
It's cliche.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Malcolm Adekanbi. I'm a straight-A student with nearly perfect SAT scores.
I play in a punk band with my friends, and I'm a 90s hip-hop geek.
It is time we started expanding our horizons.
We're not going to a drug dealer's birthday party.
Don't make fly. Do you have what I left in the backpack?
Did he actually say I'll kill you and your friends if you don't get rid of these drugs, or just you?
Okay, here's the deal. In many ways, dope is a love letter to 90s culture as much as it is a contemporary coming-of-age story. In this sense, it's not terribly relatable to me in my 40s, so I may not be the best one to evaluate it. Still, Dope has a lot going for it, from an excellent cast to some really genuinely funny moments. The story follows Malcolm, a geek in school obsessed with 90s hip-hop culture. He's got terrific grades, but suffers through the challenges of living in a bad neighborhood in the bottoms of L.A. After stumbling into an interaction with a local drug dealer, Malcolm ends up with several kilos of ecstasy that he has to sell or face retribution from the supplier. There's a lot of energy in this movie, which helps counteract its sometimes plodding and overly drawn-out script. There's a certain point the film is trying to make, but it gets in its own way quite a bit and left me scratching my head as to what the actual message was. Dope gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.